Our scripture today is taken from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. For those who may not be familiar with the Bible, for the rest of us, where is Luke, in the Old or New Testament? New Testament, so it's actually the last little bit of the Bible, what I call third of the Bible. And the New Testament begins with what book? Matthew, and then Mark, and then Luke. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. We have some guys helping me out with scripture this morning. Once you find that, thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate it. Once you find that, if you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, let's raise those Bibles above our heads and let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as my sons Paul, David, and our birthday boy today, Stephen, read scripture for us.
After 8 days had passed since Jesus' birth, it was time to circumcise a child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, for every firstborn male shall be designated as the holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Master, now you are dismissing your servants in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. And for glory to your people, Israel.
And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said to him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary,
this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, to be as sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your one soul too.
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. Then, as a widow, the age of 84, she never left the temple and worshipped her there with fasting and prayer at night and day. At the moment, she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.